Hi, I'm Angie.
Hello, and I'm Celeste.
And this is Double Brain Think Tank, the premier twin podcast on all websites.
Would you look at that?
Today's topic is whatever we feel like.
No, I mean, that's what it always is. I finished it. I watched the
That's not what it always is, though. Sometimes we actually have a clear topic.
Yeah, it's not what it always is.
Jesus Christ.
I like how in... Like, the Spanish section of, like, bookstores, you can see it, and it's like, S.O., and there's just, like, the clown or whatever on it. Very, very silly.
It's so stupid.
I just think it's very silly. That's, like, if I were to read the book, that's probably what I would do. People would be like, what are you reading? Oh, I'm reading this book called S.O. I don't know. It's, like, some Hispanic book.
Yeah. It's by... Stephen
Reyes. Stefan Reyes.
Yeah. My voice is a little shot because our band did a whole thing and...
Oh, really? Yeah, that's fair.
We did a whole thing for 3 days and there was a lot of yelling. We chose all the screaming songs for some reason.
That stretch of 3 days just made me think, wow, I really do need a better job. Why does your girlfriend have a penguin in pronouns?
Because when she was in college, they put one on her door, and that's the Club Penguin that I decided was her and put her pronouns there.
I would have been like, you better give me the clown wig, Penguin, or I'm gonna kill myself.
I don't know. I don't know if it had a clown, but I think it was just the colors. So you might be out of luck there. Yeah. Well, I'm really glad you didn't go there, I guess.
Yeah, because then I'd be fucking dead unless they gave it to me, in which case.
Well, I don't like to hear that you would be dead and
I'd be thriving if they actually gave it to me. But I was watching the second part and I noticed that they really cast the actor as well, like when they grew up and stuff, and I'm like, one of my coworkers was talking to me, like, a while ago.
Why did you watch it?
This was before I saw it. Because my girlfriend likes horror movies, and that's, like, why I have to watch horror movies, basically. It's like homework for love, you know? You kids will get it when you find yourself being so mature. What's it? So, one of my coworkers was referring to this movie before I watched it. And he was talking about, oh, the kids in Stranger Things, they're gonna, like, you know, like, Eleven's gonna be Natalie Portman or Keira Knightley or some shit, you know, like, because she looks like her.
Honestly, yeah, she's British.
She could be Halsey. I don't know. That's my
British
take.
Yeah, I mean, she could be Halsey.
But
except Halsey's not British.
She's not, but they bear her. It might be because she's bald. I don't know.
Yeah, but, maybe not.
But, yeah, so... He was like, oh, they probably have all the actors already picked out and shit. And I was like, whoa. This is conspiracy, man.
I like how they're like, a couple people are like, oh, Millie Bobby Brown grew up too fast and she dresses too old. And I'm like, no, she's just British. Like,
she's just British.
Just remember that. And it all makes sense.
She's British and you don't fucking live with her. Like, what do you mean? Like, oh, yeah, she's, like, 17 now. Like, that checks out. It's been that long.
Yeah, I know, but they're like, she's dressing like she's 30.
She started
I'm like,
when
nah,
she was,
she's
like, 12. It's been, like, six
she's
years,
not, she's
you know?
Not dressing like she's 30. She's just British. And people need to respect that.
Or she could be dressing like she's 30 because she's a professional. And people need to also respect this.
I don't know. I mean, being older is not really favorable towards women in entertainment industries.
That's true.
I think she's just literally British and they all dress like they're older for some reason.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it would be favorable if you're like Allison Janney. Like, her shit didn't blew up until she was like middle age.
I don't even know who that is.
She's the mom in Juno.
I have a vague idea. The only mom I know in Juno is Jennifer Garner.
She plays like the mom in every. I'll show you a photo of her.
Oh, she's the one. She's like the hot one that everyone's like, yeah. She's from Rocky Horror, right?
No, that's Susan Sarandon.
Oh no, never mind. I don't know who that is.
She has like a very distinct voice.
Oh yeah, she usually plays like the really.
Yeah, she's like a bitch.
She plays like an asshole in like every movie she's in.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's funny though, cause like yeah, she's like built to be the sarcastic mom type.
She's 6 feet tall. That's incredible.
You know, some people are just 6 feet tall.
She's only married for 4 years, but you can't win them all, huh?
Yeah, I guess you really cannot win them all, can you? I've been playing a lot of video games. Starting to stream Back for Blood on Thursdays. And then Fridays will be a free choice streams. So it'll be... After my month debacle, actually it was over a month, my month and a half debacle with Ubisoft, they're finally giving me my account back so I can play Fractured But Whole.
That's awesome.
It's so stressful because I literally spent over a month just trying to get the game that I paid for.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't like Ubisoft.
She was Prudy's mom, or the lady's mom in Paris.
Just so you know, you need a Ubisoft account to play Roxanne, so don't forget your password.
Oh, no, I
or your account, or you'll be so screwed.
I already have mine.
Yeah, I'm having them put that... I have beef with Ubisoft. Not a fan of what they've
done
to me.
She was the mom in I, Tonya.
I haven't seen that movie.
What? Okay,
I haven't seen a lot of these movies.
How about...
I watched The Minions for a second time. That's what I've been doing. I have not seen The Help.
You've seen Hairspray.
I have seen Hairspray.
She's the checkerboard chick's mom.
That's funny. They made her racist.
Pretty much.
She would crush that role, it looks like, though. I actually have seen, like, that, like, Flaming Hot Mountain Dew is doing so bad that they're, like, some stores are literally just giving out for free, and, like, they're giving it for free to employees, and, like, nobody wants it because it's such a bad idea. And it's crazy that they mass-produced it.
I would fucking, like, I don't know, probably, like, develop photos in Flaming Hot Mountain Dew or whatever, you know, like, because it's just so chemically potent. I'm like, this is gonna print something out.
Yeah, no, literally, you could use that shit as, like, if you run out of red on your printer.
Like, you don't even need the light. It's got the red glow by itself. But
it definitely changes the color of your insides.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah.
More than that, your insides become...
Basically, you know, drinks with, like artificial flavors are worse for you.
Your insides become a talkie.
I mean colors. You know, drinks with artificial colors are worse for you, which is really bad for me, because I only want to drink a drink if it's, like, an artificial color.
I only want to drink drinks that are, like, fucking, like, what color is, like, who ever made this, huh?
See, it's either got to be, like, clear, brown, or, like, I guess some crazy artificial color, or I'm, like, I'm not interested.
Red 40 for color.
Oh, that's the fancy one that I had at the place.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you even get that kind of root beer or whatever? Or birch
I don't know,
beer?
She got me a bunch because she knows when we were, like, stopping off in New York after visiting her Shutters family. I found this in a gas station. I was like, this is amazing.
That's
because
insane.
I always love.
I feel like your girlfriend must have Amazon Prime or something, because I don't know how she's able to get.
She
you
does
all these,
have Amazon.
All these
Prime.
Incredible things.
She
that, like,
she gets delivered, like, some sort of, like, Under Armour drink or something, like, once a month.
Oh my god! Is it the?
It's like sometimes she gets fruit punch flavored. Sometimes she gets the banana one.
There's banana. I gotta look this up.
All
right,
I
here we go
know.
To my
maybe
cloud ass mechanical
I
keyboard.
I don't put. Oh my god, you're gonna hear this. I'm gonna hear this fucking feedback.
No, it's not feedback. It's just. Oh, drink. I'm dumb.
Yeah, we could just buy some. Look up Under Armour flavors, because I know one of them is fruit punch.
Is it Under Armour or Body Armour?
Body Armour.
Oh, that's different then. You can buy Body Armour a lot of places.
Yeah, I know, but she gets it in bulk.
That is insane, but
yeah.
Also I respect it.
It is very respectable. Oh, yeah, she gets this strawberry.
Oh, that
banana.
One's a banger.
She gets that one, and then she also gets the fruit punch one. Wait, go all the way down. Actually, I think she does... It might be the orange mango she gets. I don't know. I might be bad at remembering the color scheme, because that's just what I go off of. But it's definitely warmer colors. I've yet to see a darker one on there.
I asked for suggestions on protein, and I didn't really get any good answers in the group chat. Just basically people being like, you gotta eat protein, and I was like, yes, that is clear.
Wait, who'd you ask?
The filet mignon chat.
I don't fucking ask those people.
I thought about asking
protein from like a scientific perspective. Like, they're not gonna tell you anything you don't know.
Well, yeah, but like Riley's brother's ripped, so that's why I asked.
You gotta ask that dude.
I'm not freaking friends with their brother.
Be like, can you ask your brother this? Just print out a list and give it.
I kind of did, but it did not work well. She would just like eat protein, and like, yes, I know this.
It.
Yeah, okay. I was like. Well, I kind of wanted the perspective of someone who, like, consumes this for real.
Yeah.
Because I was looking into protein, because, you know, I'm trying to get ripped.
One of my supervisor's fiancés is, like, pretty ripped. Could ask him.
Yeah. I need to know, you know? I'm unemployed, so I like to work out a lot.
Yeah.
Makes me feel better about the passage of time.
Like all unemployed people. That's why when you're walking down the street and you see someone ripped, you can bet your bottom dollar they're unemployed.
I really don't feel like that's true. I really don't feel like that is correct.
Well, can I just say disregard all your instincts and feelings and, you know, listen to the shit that makes you super nervous and you're unsure.
Yeah, if you have anxiety.
That's my advice. That's my good advice to everyone out there.
I like how I use Audition to record this, and like for the podcast template, I guess you only have like it just automatically sets the intro, like the podcast is like
host versus
a two minutes and 30 seconds, and it's like, what podcast is 2 minutes and 30 seconds? I wouldn't even click on that, to be honest. Like, you know what I mean?
I mean, unless it were like hyper speed, it'd be like, learn how to blankety blank in 2.5 minutes, and it's just like, okay, well, first you're gonna open up the hood again.
I would just slow it. Like,
first you're gonna open up the hood of your car. You know, like,
I hate that you could do that really well too. It really does.
Yeah, I know. I listened to one of my lectures. I just put that shit on like fucking blast, super quick, and it's.
I do that
it's
when I'm
quite enriching.
Trying to fall asleep. If I'm trying to fall asleep, I put it at normal speed because I'm like, it's more relaxing.
You should just put it at half.
I couldn't
need to pass out immediately.
I could tell that your girlfriend had Amazon Prime. I hate that I knew that.
How did you know that?
Because she's always getting you like obscure shit that I'm like, there's no way she found this in person.
What do you mean like obscure shit?
Like the drink you're drinking right now.
Yeah.
I've never seen that in a store.
I've seen it in a store a few times.
And where were the stores?
Well, one of them was in New York and the other one was, like, in New England somewhere.
Well, I've never seen it in a store.
Okay.
And she also got you, like, she gets you things that I'm like, this. There's no way someone is getting this from a store.
Like what?
I mean, that, for example, the gifts she got, the silly boy hat.
Okay, but we discuss it's a reductress item.
That doesn't matter. It still rings of, like, someone had to special order this, you know? Which makes me think she has Amazon Prime.
Yeah, I wish she special ordered it from Reductress.
Yeah. I wonder if they're gonna let me know I got the job, because I was so funny in that little thing.
Yeah, I would just, like, send them horrifying photos of myself. Just in every single, like, little
blurb. Did you submit?
I did not submit.
I submitted,
but shit's probably long over.
I don't know when they would even get back to you if they do, so I'm like, whatever.
Honestly, you know what I think they're doing? I think they're making people write a bunch of, like, shit for them, and then farming it. And then not hiring anyone.
That's not a bad idea. That's actually probably what they're doing. Unless they're going to hire me, in which case I'm sorry and I was kidding.
Well, yeah, they would understand that because they're so silly and full of life and
love. If they hired me, but if they didn't, then I guess it doesn't matter. They are stealing.
And if they didn't, they are a soulless corporation. I know. I get this same mustache every time I drink it. That's why I save it for occasions where I'm alone.
That's very cute, I guess. I just mailed out a shirt. Some guy, it's like I'm a twin, and he bought a shirt. Alright, we have a band.
Solidarity.
This is not related to the podcast.
Solidarity.
Or it could be, I guess. Yeah. I think we're gonna get a new logo. My girlfriend wants to draw us as brains with bows. Like, you know, like little...
Like girl pingly. Brains.
Yeah, girl brains.
Yeah, my little girl brains.
You like
brain.
That?
Yeah, but could mine say silly boy on the bow?
Yeah, I can make that happen.
Okay.
She wants to get back into drawing, and I'm like, we probably should get a better logo that's not just from, like, Canvas or whatever.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I use Canvas for everything.
Honestly, some people would be like, I like to draw. Not talking about Sage, I'm just thinking about, like, being in high school and a person's like, I like to draw, and then they show me their drawing and it's like anime something and like,
anime something,
and I'm just like, man, you should really devote yourself to this craft.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, because it wasn't very good anime.
Oh, it's not a very good anime.
I'm like, you need to do better. You know, I could outdo you in this, and that's not even my thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
But I guess that's not, it's more about the artistic spirit than it is about the skill level, you know? You can't really knock other people for their different tastes and attributes. I want to nap so fucking bad.
Have you heard about monkeypox is now in our state and in the United States?
I know it's in our state. When I was in New York, I was like, oh my god, monkeypox is probably here. I was blushing like I was meeting a celebrity or something.
Anna, I've been debating going to New York on Saturday.
Where are you going to go?
Because on Saturday, there's a South Park pop-up thing. Exhibit
what?
Thing where they have like exclusive stuff you can look at and merch.
Where?
And stuff like that. It's in like, it's near Times Square that I could show you. And it's only for one day, and it's like they have it for like different cities.
That's awesome. Shit. Would you get home that same night and everything?
I mean, it doesn't seem big enough to really hold on.
It'll last the whole day.
So, I need to go to card.
Is it on Instagram or something?
I like that there's a website thing you could put card.mn.
I tried .man and then I just got fought by viruses forever.
Oh lord. Events. Oh, hold on. These are just like actual like freaking
episodes.
Yeah.
A multi-city immersive exhibit celebrating 25th anniversary.
This is Monday, July 18th, New York. Comedy Central today announced that renowned franchise South Park will celebrate its 25th anniversary this summer with South Park 25th Anniversary Experience, an immersive traveling exhibit showcasing props, memorabilia, artwork, collectibles, never-before-seen scripts, storyboards, concept art, and more. Inspired by the real South Park Studio storage unit where many of the items displayed have been held for the past 25 years, the exhibit is housed with a custom fabricated shipping container, giving the fans an authentic experience of stepping into the South Park vault for the very first time. Shipping container, which features a custom Cartman-inspired paint job, will also will also serve as an interactive photo op, giving fans the opportunity to pose alongside their favorite characters against three different iconic South Park landscapes. Additionally, fans will be able to purchase South Park merchandise as part of the 25th Anniversary Experience tag sale. Kicking off at Union Square in New York City on July 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., the 25th Anniversary Experience is free to attend and will be popping up in highly trafficked areas.
10 a.m.
to
6 p.m.?
Yeah. My only issue with this is it's like monkeypox. That's my issue.
Yeah.
But I want to go, and it's like, I don't want to go. And it's like,
that sounds beautiful.
It's gonna be dope. You know, they're going through a 30th season. You know, the series is going more forward. You know, they're not slowing down anytime soon, it seems, which is awesome.
Stereo Gum just posted, like an Eddie Vedder thing, like of Pearl Jam or whatever the fuck. This is a guy from Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
And he, it's like, oh, he, you know, his throat is not good, blah, blah, blah. And their caption is, still no throat available at this time. And I think that's so fucking funny.
That's me right now, because my shit hurts.
No, but I mean, like, yeah, I'm trying to get throat from Eddie Vedder.
Yeah, throat's inoperable. Feeling kind of let down that I didn't get any throat from Eddie Vedder.
Still the no
feeling when no
still
throat.
Throat available at this time.
Not even worth it to see Pearl Jam with no throat, am I right?
Yeah.
I think we're going to wrap this up because my voice hurts. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. Subscribe to us on Patreon, especially if you want more detailed things. You know, if you let us know if you like the free form more or, you know, more structured things like the McDonald's or the Scream episode, you know. We like to switch it up. I'm personally more of a fan of the structured ones, but, you know, either is good. Either is good. Let us know what you like, what you don't like. Subscribe to our freaking Patreon. It's available anywhere you can see our podcast. The link should be there. So have a good one,
yeah.
Fellas.
Really get in there.